to meet you, for you to get back out there in the right colored jersey here today. How did it feel for you?
It felt good. Felt like I was, in a good shape in the last few days. Even though I skated in the yellow, felt good out there. So it's good to put on the red jersey and practice with the team.
Give us an update what you kind of look like as your possible timeline might be here. I know Paul said coming into the trip we might see it towards the end. How do you see things here?
I consider this is end of the trip, last two games, so I'm assuming in this next two games you get a chance to play.
Paul said yesterday that the timing of the injury was especially unfortunate. You felt you were playing maybe the best hockey, not just of your season, but of your career. Would you agree?
That's flattering to hear. I thought I was playing good. We had good chemistry going with Neil there. Obviously, anytime you get injured, it's unfortunate. But yeah, for me, I felt like I really, it was the bad timing.
Can you take us back to what happened? Was it kind of an awkward collision or a minus?
No, just to, hit into the boards. And I kind of didn't expect him to hit me. I was, going away from one forechecker, and the other guy hit me that I wasn't expecting, and it just happened that I hit the board awkwardly.
Come back a bit ahead of schedule. Did you speed up your healing somehow?
I don't know. I feel like it's right on schedule.
Yeah.
They were originally saying it might be more like the All-Star break, right? But was that maybe the less optimistic timeline?
Yeah, I'd say so. In these kind of things, you just hope for the best, that prepare for the worst. But usually that kind of injuries takes a long time. So
you got two high scoring teams here on back to back nights, Toronto, Boston. What's it going to be like, and what are the keys to you guys keeping things defensive?
Well, I think we got to keep it tight against these guys. We got to limit their space, and obviously, they have a lot of firepower and guys that can score goals. I think our main focus is going to be just keep building what we did in the last game. Play tight defensively, and I think we're going to be in good shape.
You had obviously injuries in the past. Don't imagine it's ever easy to miss games, but things you've learned from being out before, does that help you at all through a lengthy injury such as this one?
So does everybody else. This is a sport where you get injured. You get injured, you do your rehab, you put in the work, and then you come back and you don't think about it again.
Did you see the McDavid goal last night?
Yeah, that was something out of this world. That was one of the best goals I've seen.
Any idea as a defenseman how you try and not have that happen? Is it stoppable?
I mean, I don't know. After the fact, it's always easy to say, but I don't know. We'll see. I guess when we play them again, it can happen to anybody, He's such a high talent, elite player that, you see him do it almost on a nightly basis, and obviously you might say it's stoppable, but then he does something else,
I mean, just one more for me. You mentioned that you and Neil had that good chemistry going. What have you seen from Luka, who stepped into that spot, and a guy who obviously was picked up on waivers and seems to have fit in pretty well on this team?
Yeah, he's played well. He's solid. Solid player, works hard defensively, makes the right plays. He's got a heavy shot, so I was happy to see him do well.
Do you feel you could play back-to-back games, or is that a lot to ask coming off a break? Do you think you're ready to do both?
Yeah, I feel like I can play.